Okay, we're in Likutei Maran, Tinyana, the second half of it. Torah, Samach, Gimel, 63. Reb Nosson here writes the following thing. A few lines down in the teaching. We're not going to do the whole teaching, just a few lines in it. Kida, ki kol roa ve'roa yishlo nigin miyuchad. It should be known that every shepherd, each and every shepherd, has their own nigin. They each have their own melody. And this melody is determined, lufi ha-savim, lufi ha-makom shu'roa sham. This melody for each shepherd is determined upon the place where he has his flock and upon the grass in that place. Additionally, every animal among his flock has a specific grass they're supposed to eat, a specific thing they're supposed to be connecting to. That it's needed for this animal to eat. And obviously, a shepherd goes from place to place and brings his flock from one place to another. And according to the grass and the place in which this shepherd is, this is his nigin. This is his melody. So this is an interesting place. I mean, first of all, it's just beautiful the way it's written. But I took a lot of beautiful ideas out of this. The way I understood it, and it's very possible that, you know, this is not the original tension. It's very possible there are many different, I think there's tons of different ways of understanding this teaching. But one of the ways I understood this teaching is that a shepherd, it could obviously be relating to a person who's a leader in general, whether they lead a family, whether they lead students, whether they lead a community, whether they lead a business, whatever it is. A shepherd is a person who leads, and who do they lead? They lead their flock, and hopefully they lead their flock to the proper grass. Right? Now, the grass could be anything. It could be Torah. Right, it could be leading people to the proper derech, the proper path for them, for each on their own way. But the shepherd's job is to understand that each animal and has a specific need. Each animal is different. Each animal is supposed to be consuming a different type of grass. Right, so there's no such thing as one grass for every person. There's no such thing. Right? Every single animal needs their specific grass. Every single person that's being led needs to be led in a way that's specifically for them. Right? That should lead them to what they need to get to. Because a proper leader is obviously somebody who understands that everybody needs something else. Everybody's coming from a different place, and everybody needs a different type of chizuk. Everybody needs a different type of encouragement. Everybody needs, you know, has a different type of motivation. Also, everybody has different types of skills and potential. There's something unique about every person. If that's not embraced, if everyone's led to the same grass, if everyone's fed the same thing, so then it won't typically help any of the people. But a shepherd has to know what is individual about each of these people. What's individual about each of these people I'm trying to lead? What kind of grass do I give them? Right? Maybe it means what kind of Torah do I feed them? There's so many different parts of Torah. Maybe people need different parts of Torah. Is there one part of Torah that every single person, you know, this is what lights every person up? I don't think so, right? Gemara Avodah Zarah says, a person should learn what their heart desires. That's the most important thing, right? We have to learn what our heart desires, and I think everyone has a different desire in that way, right? For some people it's Gemara, for some people it's Halacha, for some people it's Chassiz, for some people it's Chumash, and it doesn't mean that we can neglect parts of Torah, but it means to really invest in an aspect of Torah that speaks to us. I think that's a value that we embrace. And when it comes to Torah, right, some of us, when it comes to being mechazik people, right, a shepherd needs to know about his flock. Let's say, or a parent needs to know seemingly about their child, or a friend needs to know about their other friend. Right, any of these relationships, I think one of the messages from this piece is making sure we understand who we're talking to. Right, before we share, maybe you want to give someone chizik, you want to help someone out. Well, have to first understand, where is this person coming from? What do they need? Maybe they just need encouragement, right? Maybe they need someone to light a fire under them, right? Maybe they need, this person needs to be osek in mussar, right? Maybe mussar would break them. Before we could truthfully lead another person, before we could truthfully guide another person, we have to understand, who is this person? What is their own individual nigun? What is the song that they need to be singing? What is the Torah that they have to be connecting to? And it might not be the Torah of the Gemara, It might be the Torah of Tanakh, and it might not be the Torah of Chassidus, it might not be the Torah of Machshava. It might be the Torah of hanging out with another person, right, who cares about them. It might be the Torah of spending Shabbos with a person who lives Shabbos. It's not always so clear that what another person needs is, for Torah to be pushed upon them. What if they just need to know somebody cares about them? What if they just need to spend time with someone? Right, there's a big Yetzer Hara to try and get a person to be osik in some level of elevating their performance of godly endeavors, right? People enhance their performance of Torah and mitzvos. But is that what this person needs? Is that what we want, or is that what this person needs? Maybe this person just needs someone to give them encouragement, to listen to them. What is everybody's individual nikkun, right? How can we listen out for each person's individual nikkun? That's really what we need to do. And regardless if a person's a parent or a teacher, if a person's a human being, if a person is somebody who wants to help other people, wants to give other people chizik, who wants to be the type of person that just their existence is one in which they do their best to make sure people feel heard, to make sure people feel recognized. So we have to see people as individuals, to see what people need as individual needs. And make that niggun of this person, that song of this person that they have to sing, make that our song for a little bit. Let's sing their song for 15 minutes. You're spending time with somebody who needs something. Maybe that's not what you're anticipating to give them. Maybe you're anticipating to have a good time and they need a word of encouragement. Sing the song they need. Right? A good shepherd sings the song that they need, right? What did Rabbi Nachman say? Ki kol rav ra yish le nigun miyuchad. What is this song of each shepherd? How is his song dependent upon? Meaning, what is he praising? What is he about? What is he giving off? What is the shepherd about? His song is determined by the grass and determined by the place. It's determined by the people consuming the grass, the ones consuming the grass. That's what it's determined by. And I think in part the world is warming up to this as a whole. Right? I think the world is starting to understand that, some things can't be standardized, whether it's testing, whether it's guidance. And Rabbi Nachman writes about this in other places as well. Right? There are times if a person, let's say, is giving over Torah. Sometimes a person, there's such a thing as giving over too much light. He writes very, very harshly about this, that it could be considered niyuf, something like that. A person gives over too much light. They give over too much ore. Too many of the secrets that a person's not ready to be, a person's not ready to handle. It's like walking to a room that's totally dark and someone's sleeping there and you slam on the lights. They can't even use the lights. It's not even useful for them, right? Their eyes need to adjust for a few seconds. Same way, sometimes Rabbi Nachman writes, there's a revealing element of Torah that you have to dim the lights up. You can't just slam the lights. It won't even be useful. It could harm the person. But you see, by David HaMelech was a shepherd, right? David HaMelech, the singer of all songs, the greatest singer, one of the greatest singers the Jewish people ever had, right? If not the greatest. He was a shepherd. He knew the song of each person. He knew the song of each grass. He knew the song of each member of his flock. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. Help us to be better shepherds. Whether that's in the realm of teachers, students. We should be better students. We should be better parents. We should be better children. We should be better friends. To help us a little bit. To try and be mechazek ourselves. To be the ultimate shepherd that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want us to be. Thank you so much for joining us. Shabbat Shalom.